Mrs. Bonner?
Hello, I'm Martha. I'm a social worker here at the hospital. The nurses told me you wanted to see me about your son Pierre. I believe you were flown in earlier today by an evacuation team after Pierre suffered a cardiac arrest.
Yes, I was getting the children ready for school when all of a sudden Pierre collapsed. I left his sister with a neighbour, but I don't know how long I'll be gone, and their father doesn't live with us.
I understand how stressful this can be. Has anything like this happened before? I see Pierre has been hospitalised several times over the last few years.
Yes, Pierre was born with a heart condition, so it's not the first time something like this has happened. Although, this time something feels different. It's been hours since he went into surgery, and it's almost past visiting hours now. I'm scared to leave him alone, and I don't have anywhere to go. I used to stay with my mother when Pierre was in hospital, but she passed away last year, and I can't afford to stay in a hotel.
Don't worry, Mrs. Bonner. It's going to be all right. First of all, I'm going to help you find someone to take care of your daughter during your absence, and we're going to find you a place to spend the night. I'm also going to ask the nurses to page the on-call social worker as soon as Pierre gets out of surgery, and we'll see what the doctors say.
But I'm also worried about what's going to happen at work. I just started a new job, and my employer is going to be furious when he finds out I can't come in tomorrow.
First thing tomorrow, we will call your workplace and inform your supervisor of your situation. Nothing is going to happen to you, Mrs. Bonner. You have a legal right to be with your son in times of emergency. Now, why don't we go and sit down with a nice cup of tea?
Yes, that would be nice. Thank you.